Welcome, fight enthusiasts, to the UFC 312 edition of Gamblew Sneak Teeth Podcast. Unfortunately for me, I had technological problems this morning that did not allow me to team with Green Roll Media, my partner in the Sneak Teeth, for taping. You're listening to this on the Gamblew.com front page, and I hope this is simply a one-off. In this brief offering, I'll highlight the major line moves from opening lines for this week's UFC event from Sydney, Australia, Du Plessis versus Strickland. This is a card scheduled with 13 fights to be held in the large 30-foot octagon and in front of a large, loud Aussie crowd. Four bouts, all on the pay-per-view portion of the slate, are comprised of athletes weighing 170 pounds or more. There are eight Australians on the card, another three fighters from China, then a special matchup we have, Mongolian athlete facing an adversary from South Korea. The early prelims start Saturday, 3 p.m. Pacific, then 5 p.m. Pacific are the prelims, 7 p.m. for the pay-per-view main card. Now, without much further ado, let's jump right into round one. In round one, we'll start with the lightweights. Aussie athlete Quinlan Salkin enters off a contender series win. He opened minus 250 against Indian fighter Anshul Jubilee. Jubilee was plus 210 at open. Salkin's no immediate major lightweight talent from what I've watched on the contender, but he's tough, forward-moving, durable, aggressive, and fighting in front of his countrymen for his debut. To me, the fulcrum to this fight is that Salkin competes against an athlete who I truly doubt is really UFC caliber. Jubilee is a target in this fight, and he's a target from the local from Perth, which is why this fight now has moved to Salkin minus 450 and Jubilee plus 350. If anything, this number represents a pure, unadulterated fade of Jubilee. And I'm telling you, it is warranted. Total in this fight, per Bet Online, is 2.5 rounds under minus 155. With that, we'll go into the second round. In round two, we have a banger of a bout, and one that I think is going to be closer than what the current line signifies. In this featherweight fight, incoming Brazilian Gabriel Santos was minus 190 at the opening bell. He is skilled, fast, powerful, enters with momentum. He fights an Aussie grinder striker, grappler in Jack Jenkins, who was plus 165 at open, and who also enters this fight with some momentum off a nice victory over Herbert Burns after getting baptized by Chepe Mariscal two fights back. While Santos' level of mixed martial arts weaponry is surely to be regarded as above that of Burns, Jenkins' last opponent, the fact is that Jenkins has faced the slightly stronger level of competition between these two, and he fights without any travel complications and in front of his home fellow countrymen. Santos has now grown to a minus 230 favorite, Jenkins plus 200, and that's one favorable price on Jack Jenkins. Very, very favorable. Total here, 2.5 rounds over minus 185. Now, round three. Round three seems a relatively late add to the card. Aussie Jake Matthews, once the poster boy for young up-and-coming mixed martial artists, is now 30 years old, a welterweight, and he's somewhat a slow, premeditated, plotting, durable, tough game athlete. He opened minus 150 in his fight against his alter ego from Argentina, Francisco Prado, who came plus 130. Today, Prado's almost 23. He's lightning fast, ultra-aggressive, profusely powerful, but still just very raw. He's raw as hell. Exactly how they described Matthews about a decade ago. Note, For this fight, Prado goes to 170. He's been fighting at 155. And Prado is a growing, young, full-grown, evolving man. And he's growing in his fight game as well physically by the minute. So we have a young, fast, powerful, aggressive Argentine striker moving up in weight to take on a more deliberate but well-rounded, experienced fighter in Matthews. Prado is like a pedigreed racehorse running above his level in that he doesn't know that he's supposed to be intimidated by Matthews' size and strength. I look for Prado's speed and power to be a little too much for a very seasoned yet deliberate Matthews here, especially as this fight rolls into the second round. Prado, currently plus 180 in this battle, represents value to me. And the total in the fight, 2.5 rounds over, minus 175. We go well into the main card for round 4 and Brazil's Rodolfo Bellotto. This guy's a wrecking ball, but he's quite inexperienced entering this, his sophomore fight in the UFC. He opened minus 300 in his bout against veteran Aussie Jimmy Crute, who came plus 240 and enters this bout off a 2-year layoff. Crute money has now pushed this price to Bellotto minus 170, while the take back on Crute has dwindled to Crute plus 145. Jimmy Crute getting this form of popularity with bettors, as opposed to maybe Jack Jenkins and a couple other Aussies on this card, is a bit surprising to me. Maybe more than a bit. Now let's go right to round 5. In round 5, co-main event participant and women's strawweight champion Wei Li Zhang opened minus 250 for her bout against Mexican wrestling stalwart Tatiana Suarez, who was plus 190. Money gushing in on Suarez has pushed this price on this fight to a literal pick'em as we enter fight week. Clearly, the market favors the size and wrestling chops of Suarez, but have they not reviewed Zhang's championship pedigree, her level of competition faced, violent striking, and her effective grappling wrestling? Suarez is an inch taller and will hold a 3-inch reach advantage in a fight she has no intention of competing while standing. I think that the time to have taken Suarez has come and passed, and that the only way to look at this fight at this of perspective is from the Zhang side. And I'll eagerly take Zhang at current pricing against the more singularly dimensioned and threatening Tatiana Suarez. Today we have a 6th round and it covers the main event. When Strickland faced Dricus du Plessis for the first time, he was a minus 160 but ended up closing for that first fight at around a pick'em. Strickland was winning that fight until a headbutt caused a flow of blood that affected Strickland's vision as well the outcome of the fight, at least from this vantage point. This rematch is overdue, and in it, DDP opens minus 155, Strickland plus 1.25. Currently, DDP's gone over $2 at minus 205, while the take back on Strickland plus 175. This 5-round fight's total, 4.5 rounds, minus 175 to the over after opening for a brief spell at 3.5, which was clearly too low. I don't believe in du Plessis other than he is tough, durable, and uniquely odd in his approach. And while Strickland's surely a whack job, he is a pedigreed fighter from the womb, and I believe we'll get his best effort in Sydney on Saturday. Now that's this week's Sneak Teep podcast. Catch me Friday for the Bout Business podcast, which will drop midday Pacific time at Gamblu.com, always after the weigh-ins. I'm coming off a great week of releases and look to keep the momentum moving into and through UFC 312, as I've already released a handful of releases to members in order to grab the most advantageous pricing, which is our goal. Thanks for listening and enjoy the anger from Australia this Saturday.